This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
That wasn't a corona cough. That was a laugh cough, okay? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always is appreciate the time that you guys are with me. And, again, you know, stay safe. Don't be stupid. Don't take any unnecessary chances. I don't know what to tell you. Many states or cities, counties, what have you, are having a shutter in place or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. The reality is, just be safe. Be smart. I love the way they talk about, when it comes to the virus, one of the ways to stay safe is to make sure you don't cough into the air. Okay. When did we start doing that? And then the other one was, wash your hands frequently, especially after, you know, doing your business and touching other things. Again, I say, when do we stop washing our hands? You know what I'm saying? I find all this just kind of mildly amusing because you're getting in my way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I love to say, part of the solution. Because you need to be part of the solution. You really do. You know, you just can't constantly be complaining and not be doing anything. Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're that person and all you ever do is complain about the system, complain about the government, and you've actually never actively gotten involved in trying to change things, I've got two words for you. It's kind of like, shut up. Nobody's listening to you. You may think they are, but they're not. All right. Joe Biden. God bless Joe Biden. He says his goal is to make health care, well, not about quality, just about affordable. I mean, that's worked out so well for the Cubans and others, haven't it? Former Vice President Joe Biden touted his public-private insurance proposal. He told supporters his goal is to make health care, it's not about quality, but about affordability. So, this is amazing. Don't you want quality health? If I want unquality health care, I'll go over the border. I'll go to Cuba. You know, you realize how many people come down from Canada to get health care. Do you know that? Do you know how many people fly here from other countries to do what? To get better health care. That's how great it is. And remember, it's single-payer health care that caused all of this. Well, it's social medicine that caused all of this. What does China have? In Italy, where they're dying by the dozens? What are they? Oh, that's right, too. They have single-payer health care as well. Former Vice President Joe Biden, he just thinks he's God's gifted. He's got it all figured out, doesn't he? He said for folks in the working class, they will, in fact, well, increase their premiums. The public option will be available in my plan. We'll make sure it's not quality. We'll make sure it's only affordable. God bless this guy. Oh, my God. You know, I feel bad for him. I really do. Right? I mean, seriously, he's barely beaten Bernie Sanders. I mean, when you look at the votes or whatever. This guy, Bernie Sanders, right? Gotten devout socialist. Took on Joe Biden, and Joe is having a fight against that guy. Or has had to fight. I think right now Bernie's gone. He's done. The DNC did it to him again. I wonder if he'll be back for more. Tulsi Gabbard, she pulled out, but she kind of... Well, you know what? I guess she didn't really... She went ahead and endorsed Joe Biden. Which is okay, because better him than Sanders. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Which was a serious blow to Bernie Sanders. Right? She said the working families in Michigan, they need a president who'll show up and fight for them. Actually, no, Governor, you're supposed to fight for them. You're supposed to fight for your people because your states want to keep their rights. They want to keep their independence. They keep wanting to tell the feds and the rest of us that they have their own rights. Well, except when you want the money from the rest of the country, right? Then it's all a different animal. Then all of a sudden you're everybody's buddy, right? President needs to step up and give us our money. Well, it doesn't work that way. Joe Biden has proven time and time again that he has our backs, she said. Really? When was that? How did that happen? She said, we know very much what it's like to be overlooked and counted out. You know, when you knock down, you pick yourself up, you get back to work. Joe Biden has been right there with us during those tough times. Do you ever notice that they don't really give you any examples? Why do you think that is? Biden is a candidate we need to defeat. Biden couldn't defeat Donald Trump if Donald Trump dropped out of the race. Okay? I mean, seriously. You know why? Because he'd still be asking for a vote for his Senate race. He still thinks he's running. Yeah, that's right. Some of you get all cringy when I do that. Well, get over yourselves. Because the reality is Joe Biden, and I know you don't want to say it, Joe Biden is having some issues. I don't wish it on him. I'm not calling it on him. But you know, here's the reality. When you don't know what state you're in, you don't know what city you're in, and don't give me that stuff, well, he's got a heck of a schedule. He's going to be president. You want to talk about pressure? It's going to be a heck of a lot more than a schedule. And if he can't handle scheduling, if he can't remember as he's walking on the stage, somebody told him, hey, you're in Keene, New Hampshire, not Vermont. I don't want him near the button. Joe Messina, your host, just in real time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back with the 50s intro. The Real Side. With Joe Messina. Remember the guy from the 80s? He used to introduce all the TV shows, like the A-Team and stuff like that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7325. Click. You got to have some laughs, right? You got to kind of giggle once in a while? Really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time. Hey, you'll be relieved to know. I just got a news bulletin from... What do these guys call themselves? The Cannabis Business News, or the Department of Canada. God bless. I can't. Did any of you, in your late 50s or 60s, ever think that there would be
a Department of Cannabis regulation for the government. Anybody? Or is it just me? Right? So, apparently, smoking weed is an essential activity. And it's exempt from everything the government has pushed down on us. Certain business operations activities are exempt from the provisions of this order on the grounds that they provide services that are recognized to be critical to the health and well-being of the city. Cannabis dispensaries or any related and or ancillary healthcare services, manufacturers and suppliers, healthcare operations does not include fitness and or exercise gyms. So, if you're growing the stuff, smoking the stuff, cultivating the stuff, wrapping it, packaging it, rolling joints, whatever it is, you're good. Do you ever think anybody would ever say that to you? I mean, seriously, think about that. Right? God. We're going down the tubes fast. That's all I got to say. You know what? And again, in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, right, the old days, right? Oh, my God. This stuff would put you to sleep, mellow you out. Nowadays, there's so much crap in it, you don't know what it's going to do to you. Remember that lie they told us about vaping is fine? You'll be okay? Yeah, how'd that work out for those teenagers that have died? Notice that story's gone away. Hidden. You know, I got a call from a prominent elected official today, I'll put it that way, who finally said to me, look, I'm starting to come around to your way of thinking. Now, I want you to know, I'm not a hardcore right wing, I'm sure this is a deep state trying to kill us all. I do believe that there is a group that wants power. And again, when you grew up in the world I grew up in, when you grew up in a world that the mafia was very active in, you did have two governments. You had the elected government, and then you had the mafia guys. And though they may have been quietly behind or underneath the elected officials, there was no question as to who ran certain parts of the city. And I think you have the same thing here. And I think what's happened is they've actually seen the weakness in Americans. I know some of you didn't like when I said this the other night, but it's true. This is, and I couldn't come up with a term the other night. I didn't know what it was called. And it's called a psychologist called it a herd mentality, right? When you see a whole herd running towards a situation and running away from it, so everybody follows because, oh, there must be something wrong. It's always like when I go to these events like CPAC, you always know, let's see if some of you can guess this, you always know when somebody famous or well-known, even though you don't see them, is right there near you or around you. Do you know how? Anybody? That's right. Because there's this big circle of people around them, all moving in lockstep no matter where that person goes. It's hilarious to watch. Charlie Kirk does that. When he was walking around CPAC, he had a boatload of these young kids around him. And every place he went, if he stepped a half a step to the right, they moved a half a step to the right. And it goes all the way back to my joke about the toilet paper. How did that become a thing? Because one person put out a note. Somebody on social media said, go to do this. You need to have these. Well, look what's coming. Right? You can have a run on food, a run on certain things. Look at the things that happen when certain prominent people put out a notice, a backwards notice, a behind-the-scenes notice, a quiet read-between-the-lines notice, which most of the time is always wrong. And I think that's what's happened here. With the run on the stores. I went to a supermarket today that probably had 80% of what I wanted or needed. I hear about these meat shortages and the chicken shortages and the sausage and the this and the that. This store had all of that. And there was nothing special about the store. Don't get me wrong. Right? Everything was there. And if you people would just start shopping the way you've always shopped. See, you know what's going to happen? Here. Write this down. In a couple of days, we're going to hear about the supply food chain problems. Okay? And the problems are they can't keep up with it. All right? And they can't turn out the stuff fast enough. Why? Because what you're doing, and I've already heard these stories, you're buying this, you're hoarding this food and stuff. Your freezers and refrigerators can't take it all. You think you're going to throw them in a cooler somewhere. The food starts to go bad. You're going to throw it out, so you've wasted money and you've taken food out of somebody else's mouth. You know, and then we're going to hear about how Armageddon's coming because there's not enough food. The guys can't fill the stores fast enough. Did you hear in North Carolina yesterday? I think it was one or they recovered one or two tractor trailers that were filled with, guess what? Toilet paper. They were stolen. Why? So if you guys, you know what? I know, I'm going to catch heck for this, but I don't really care. When you were a kid, and you were made fun of, okay? I had things I was made fun of when I was a kid, and I learned because of one of my uncles, and you guys already know this, you're smarter than I was. If you don't give in to them, if you don't give them the rise they're looking for, they go away, because it's boring. We've given them the rise they're looking for. They have found the crack in the American will. Remember I said way back when, we have lost the stomach for war. And I don't mean to be a warmonger. We have lost it. We think we're going to go into these wars. We're going to straighten things out for people. And we're going to come back without a casualty. It doesn't work that way. And a lot of these young people, when they join the service, right, they know what they're signing up for. One of the things that I hate that we do to our service people is we treat them like they're idiots. They're not idiots. They may not have been the best in school, some of them, not all of them, some of them. Right? They may have had their issues, but my God, how do you put somebody down who's willing to go into the service, willing to other countries, to fight for the freedom of others, to fight for your freedom, to get in front of a bullet for you, and you're going to open your mouth as a professor at a college and put that person down? You're just an ungrateful piece of work. I've got nothing but the utmost respect for our soldiers. Anyway, God bless America. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real-life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. And I mean that very sincerely. So, you know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I love to say. You know, when I'm doing research for some of the stories we do during the week, and yes, I do not have a crew of 27, okay? Some of you think that we have this big production crew. We don't. Now, if you want to help, you want to help feed the help, take care of the help, it's really simple. Head up to the website, realside.com. We not only can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can press the donate button. Wouldn't that be cool? And skip a cut. Matter of fact, you don't have any place to go anyhow. You can't go to the coffee place. Somebody honestly said Starbucks should stay open because they're an essential service. If you can't make coffee at home, if you don't know how to make coffee, maybe you shouldn't leave the house. That's kind of my mindset, all right? Anyway, so 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, click on the donate button, throw me $5, make me happy. If you give me, you know, we have a list there. If you do $25, I send you a coffee mug. And as I've always said, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. Really simple. Anyway, so I'm going through this all started because I started telling you I'm doing some research for a couple of shows. And they had, you know, pictures of war or pictures of whatever that you don't normally see. And I know some of you are listening, pure listening, and you can pick up the video cast later and take a look at it. I just put a picture up. And the picture says, Hiroshima victim. Now, right away, my spider sense went up in the back of my head. Right, Hiroshima victim, and they have a picture of this, it looks like a younger person, their back, and it's pretty bad, and I don't really know what it's from. I don't even have to go any further. I already know what those scars are from. Okay, it's melted skin. Not to get you sick, but you know what I'm saying. And the bottom line here, and the reason this is such a big deal right now, is I'm thinking of all the men and women that lost their lives, that died, that fought. And it says, because some 17-year-old punk who wrote the story, who has no clues of what it actually did to this country, writes, this child suffered greatly from the American attack on Hiroshima. Some of you just shuddered. I know you did. Because I did. He's a living reminder of what horrors the U.S. inflicted on innocent Japanese citizens. This is a photo they never wanted us to see. This came from U.S. News and World Report or something like that. Come on, let that sink in. Right? I mean, the fact that the Japanese, yes, the Japanese, now, the Japanese people, all right, because this happens in every major country who decides they can go ahead and take over the world. Right? Japanese people as a whole are wonderful people. I've had many Japanese friends over the years. I've known Japanese people over the years. They seem to be, the people I've run into, seem to be very nice and caring people. Okay? But at this time in history, the Japanese government wasn't. They were a vicious, nasty group of people. Period. When will it get to the point? If you don't start speaking up, you conservatives, when's it going to get to the point where we're going to have to say, we're going to have to take the Omar line, Representative Omar, and say, hey, a group of people, somebody, some group of people went and bombed Pearl Harbor, and now we're blaming another group of people. I mean, I can't make that sound, you can't even make that sound funny. Experts in war agree. If the Americans didn't stop that war by dropping those bombs the way we did, millions of people would have died. Millions more. The war would have raged on and millions would have died. And remember, the Japanese attacked us without provocation. And it wasn't just soldiers that died. Many innocent civilians died. But I don't see that here. This child suffered greatly from the American attack on Hiroshima. He is a living reminder of what horrors the U.S. inflicted on innocent Japanese citizens. This is a photo they never want us to see. I don't know who wrote this because he or she was a coward. They put their name on it. But maybe somebody should sit them in a room, prop their eyelids up with toothpicks, and make them look at the pictures of the atrocities that the Japanese soldiers committed on civilians all through the war. Maybe they should have to see that. What do you think? Right? The endless raping of women and children, mind you. That's okay. Not a big deal. Because we started it. And in fact, we didn't start it. The Japanese did. They had no reason to do what they did. But they figured they'd get in on the action since everybody else was bombing everybody else and taking things over. Millions. And again, what happened when we dropped the second bomb? They surrendered. And then what did we do as those nasty, vicious Americans that we are? We spent $1 billion in American taxpayer money after the Japanese killed thousands of our people to help them rebuild. Aren't we nasty? We're a nasty group of people. This is what I mean. This is what I've been saying for years on this show and other places. You conservatives who say you'll fight, you'll do anything for this country, you will not. You're a bunch of liars. Why aren't you in schools teaching? Why are they learning this for history? Why aren't they learning the real history of this country and what we did? We have done more good for this planet. We have helped more countries out. More countries get ahead. If it wasn't for us, you know what? All of Europe would be speaking German right now. If it wasn't for us, the French who hate our guts, we've saved their butts a bunch of times. Not once, not twice, but I believe three times. But you don't hear about that, do you? You know, some of these ignorant people, I love watching them when they hear that we're sending a fleet of ships to a certain country. What are we going to do, bomb them out of existence? No, you morons. Because really, an aircraft carrier? Do you know that they can serve thousands of meals every day? They can make tens of thousands of clear water or clean drinking water from seawater every day. They usually have thousands of beds, or I'll say hundreds of beds at least, to be able to provide medical services. That's why we send them. And we spend our money, after they crap all over us, we spend our money to fix them. Which is one of the best things about President Trump is what he keeps saying, and it scares the crud out of the old-timers, is no more. We are not sending money to Iran, North Korea, and these places that hate us. We are paying the bully not to beat us up. Not that they could, but you see what I'm saying. Right? It's wrong. It's just like NATO. NATO was not created to protect the United States. NATO was protected to protect Europe against Russia. Why are we involved? He's right. Now, look at it. I get the bigger global picture. You don't want Russia going crazy and starting to take over some of those countries and building up more power. I get it. But on the front end of that, you got to take care of yourself. You've got to want to survive to feed your people. This, as you can tell, this picture tinged me tremendously. Because this will sit in the annals of history long after I'm worm food. And nobody will stick up for these for our people, for our soldiers, for the guys that went and fought for the freedom of others. Nobody. There was actually pictures in this group of pictures. One of them was what they call it, the Fat Man. I think the first bomb was called the Fat Man. And the guys that were flying the plane, the guys that were to put the bomb together, they actually signed the back of the bomb with their name on it. Right? And I thought that was just terrible. You know, the problem is, these young people, they've never seen what war really does. Right? They've never seen the backside of Cuba. They've never seen what happened to Europe after the war. They've never actually sat down. You know, they sit down with these old people that they have absolutely no respect for. Why don't you sit down with a bunch of these old Jews and ask them what that cool tattoo on their arm was? Oh, wow, Grandma, you got tattoos too, huh? Ask her what they're for. Why they're only numbers. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am so tempted on a regular basis to do a little filling on that, but I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't subject you or me to it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I do mean part of the solution. So I really do thank some of you that hang out, give me some input, give me some insight. You know, I was getting a kick out of, right now I got Google popped up, you know, one of the windows opened up and I clicked on one of the stories. I think for 4 days, 4 days now, they've been running this article about why it's so important to wash your hands. If you haven't figured it out by now, this nothing's going to help you. Just let it go. We told people to wash their hands. Move on. You know, that's another thing. Somebody's got to answer for me. We were all taught, at least I think we were, you know, you playing in the dirt, you come in to eat, you wash your hands. I can remember my mother always on my case, get your hands off your face, stop touching your face. Your face has been all over the dog. How can you let your hands touch your face? You know, that kind of stuff, right? And now, we're having to tell kids they got to wash their hands. Oh, my God, really? Don't sneeze in the face of other people? When did this happen? Right? So, anyhow. You know, I've been thinking over the last few days with everything that's been going on. And last Sunday, the president called for National Day of Prayer. And, you know, David Hogg and what's her name? I could have so much fun with this, but I'm not going to. Representative Tlaib. They told President Trump, in a tweet, they said, you know, F your day of prayer. And I was thinking to myself, you know, we supposedly, they're the party of civility, right? They're the party that's got their act together, you know, they love everybody, love Trump's hate. Do you understand that pretty much, right, if you take notes, pretty much, everything they say, what they mean, is 180 degrees from that, which is why I always say they play with a different dictionary. So when they talk about love, they really mean hate. When they talk about being kind and sympathetic, what they really mean is to be mean, and I won't use the word I want to use. But I mean, think about what actually happens, what actions they actually take. Because many of you, especially listening to this show, I'm sure you had great moms and dads, right? And what was the thing we heard growing up? Actions speak louder than words. And one of the most uncomfortable examples I ever use, and it makes some of you uncomfortable, and I'm glad it does, is that coward who is beating his wife while he's telling her how much he loves her. You see it happen. You know it happens. And that's what I would say. You're 180, you're confused. You're 180 degrees away from where you need to be. Now, I know because I've gotten mails from some of you guys, emails, not mail, that you're not Christians, you're not godly person, people, but you appreciate the belief system. You appreciate people that do, especially when they don't shove it down your throat. And I get all of that. But I mean, I used to say this all the time. If there's nobody bigger than you, then you're it. If there's no power, there's no source, there's no one that you can rely on bigger than you, what a weight to shoulder. Right? I mean, seriously. If you got nobody to turn to for help, it's just not a place I want to be. No kidding. And I'm not being preachy. I'm just telling you where my head's at. When President Trump says, there's no problem, no problem is too big for God to handle. This is not drama like Nancy Pelosi, you know, coming out and saying, don't you tell me I hate anybody with that face. Don't you tell me I hate anybody. I'm a Catholic, and we're taught to, well, if you were taught to love, then you were taught by the backwards church of God. Because what you put out towards President Trump is not love, understanding, or compassion in any way, shape, manner, or form. When you push for abortion the way you do, where is that in your Catholic Bible? Because I grew up as a Catholic. I know the Catholic Bible. It ain't in there. God is all about life. God is not about ending life. God is all about life and selflessness. You know, think about something. God sent his son to die for you. Right? Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, it's still a true statement. That's selflessness. And you're willing to kill your baby like that That star said, if I didn't kill my baby, I couldn't have got this trophy. I'm proud of my abortion. You are an idiot. And anybody who gives that person money, who goes to the theater, you see what's gone down in the last year. I think this is why they hate Trump so much. He has exposed so much of the hypocrisy of the left between the pedophilia that's going on in Hollywood, the women that are taken advantage of by the left. Those women are on the left. And they're covered up for on a regular basis. All the things you say you hate, you embrace, you support, and you cover up. This is why I could never return to the Democrat Party when I was part of it years and years ago. I could never return to the left because you are a bunch of hypocrites. You do not live out what spews out of your mouth. And for you to go sideways, for you people, I have what I consider a close friend, and I'm having a hard time with it. Because he prayed about how bad the government was and how much more love we need, while he posts stuff up on how much he hates Trump. And if Trump is calling you to pray, right, to help handle our problems, and you're a godly person, the first thing out of your mouth is going, he shouldn't be calling anybody to pray, he's such a... No. You pray for him. Jesus told you to pray for your enemies. Jesus told you to love your enemies. So when you're sitting there putting him down and telling him how ungodly he's being, what a hypocrite you are. Now you can see why God wouldn't make me a pastor, right? I'd clear the church in 30 seconds. So when he issued his proclamation asking Americans to pray on Sunday, we should be praying all the time anyhow. But it's not uncommon, all the way back to George Washington, it is not uncommon for a president or even a governor. One of you guys should Google how many times Jefferson called for a day of prayer as governor and president. All those freaks that say he was the one who wanted the separation of church and state, he was the first outward case of Alzheimer's we've ever seen. He says, as your president, I ask you to pray for the health and well-being of your fellow Americans, and remember that no problem is too big for God to handle. Now, the funny thing about this is I would have gone further with it, but we'll leave it at that for a second. He didn't say the God of Jesus Christ. He didn't say the God of the Christians. So he was very open, basically calling every religious person to pray to their God for the safety of the American people. Wasn't very specific. And I guess the atheists felt left out because, you know, they went nuts over it. You know, they have a God, whether they believe it or not. It's the God of nothingness, but they have a God. I always say this, and I'm not putting my atheist friends down because I have quite a few of them, right? I always say the same thing. You have more faith than I do. I haven't used this in a long time, so some of you will be hearing it for the first time. Others of you will be going, oh my God, here he goes again. But if you think about this, as an atheist, you have to believe that there's nothing. This is it. You're done. You're, when the heart stops, the lights go out, and you're worm food. Right? It's all over. And some of you live very good lives. You know, you're good to other people. You're good to your community. I get all that. I'm cool with all that. Right? But you actually have to believe, or you believe, that somehow the universe came about. I don't even know how you get past that one to begin with. Out of all this vast nothingness, this vast universe of nothing, two atoms were formed. I want you to follow me here. It's a very simple story. But the atoms came from something. Where did they come from? Who made them? If there was nothing, how did something come from nothing? Even science says that's impossible. But let's say I go with your story, your fairy tale. Okay? Now, in this vast nothing of the universe, these two atoms somehow found an intersection that didn't have a traffic light and collided. Exactly collided. I mean, are you following me here? You have a better chance of winning the lottery than believing this story on a weekly basis. So these two atoms collide. They release energy that's creating this universe, continually creating, continually expanding. And somehow one planet that we know of in this universe ends up in an exact rotation around the exact place it needs, around a sun that was created by accident, exactly the way it needed to be created. and we came out of a bucket of slime. Are you serious? And you think I'm nuts for not believing in a God that I can't see, smell, touch, or taste? Hey, you got a whole weekend to think that one on. I mean, seriously. Joe Messina, your host. Whether you believe in God or not, God bless. Be safe. Thanks for tuning in and listening in. Thanks for the emails you send, Joe at TheRealSide.com. Have a great rest of the day, and check us out on TheRealSide.com.